Hello, I'm Steve DeStante, founder of Impact U, and today's segment is What is Impact Investing? I'm here today with Dr. Corinne Graham. She's the president of Graham International, a management consulting business. Hello, Corinne.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Today we're going to talk a little bit about impact investing. And the first question I wanted to ask you is, people often confuse impact investing, ESG, and the whole idea of philanthropy in the investment field and the confusion that's behind it. Can you kind of clear those things up for us? Tell us what your thoughts are on it.
Well, ESG, environmental, social governance, and impact investing, they're important. There's a synergy between them. The impact investing really is more so on the side of funds and organization that fund those types of investment in terms of ESG. ESG is not an experimental investment or impact in ESG. It's very important for you to look at it in terms of the dynamic of opportunities that it presents. It's the same as traditional investing. It's just more options, and you have to weigh and make those business analysis and risk analysis for financial returns.
In your opinion, why are impact investments important?
Well, I think when you look at the environment and what we're experiencing, you see a lot of natural disasters that are happening, and they do impact, whether it's a third world peripheral country, whether it's an individual, whether it's right here in our own backyard. We see what's happening just this year with, I think, things in Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, and so on. Impact is investing is important because there's a lot of technologies that are coming out of labs or small businesses, and small businesses are the lifeline for the economic system. Hmm. Most of these technologies come out of it, at least probably 90%. So when you're looking at this, and even with, I think a couple of years ago when I started to look seriously in college about investing, you had to look at what was going on, and I actually looked more in what was in the global market versus what was in the local market. Hmm. And that made a significant difference, especially when you're going through the ups and downs in terms of the stock. So it's very critical because there's capital that's available that it's needed to help to sustain these developments.
Got it. So sort of impact entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Right? So people developing technology for thoughts or what they're experiencing, and then they're able to somehow create these businesses through just people being knowledgeable in the area, and people being enthusiastic about it. And there's sometimes funding, I guess, available for those sort of endeavors.
Yeah, the government typically has quite a few initiatives that they send out. And New York State has been very avid. I know a state like California is very much in terms of renewables, sustainability, energy efficiency. NYSERDA is for New York State, and they have programs, for example, I think upstate, it's called Nexus, downstate, which is our general area, mm-hmm. it's PowerBridge, and we have a fuel cell technology that came out of that that's now going into the Stony Brook incubator. It's a Stony Brook technology. We have many different things that are there, and they're very significant. They're very important, a fuel cell technology that saves 40% on cost and give you maybe 30 or 36% more in terms of its power density is right. Important. That's critical to areas in, whether it's in the utility, in the automotives, or storage, whichever area that you're looking at.
Nice. The incubator, that's a place?
Yes.
And what happens there?
Well, the incubator is set up to help a lot of small businesses, startup specifically, and there's Startup New York that fund some of these initiatives. So most of the campuses, a lot of them have incubator systems. So it's minimal rent for them. They have an office space. Some may need wet labs depending on what it is they're doing. So there are lots of clean tech or other types of technology, types of incubators. So it's like an incubator breeding ground to kind of help to get them to the next level. They can hire people. This is where they get that opportunity to look for investment also. So, for example, I know part of the Stony Brook incubator, once they get in, they'll have opportunity to pitch to possible angel investors, which will help take the technology that they're working on. Maybe they need funding for marketing to take it to the next level. That sort of stuff.
And how do you see these businesses now changing over time Are you seeing them responding to the environment, to social endeavors and those sort of things? Are you seeing any kind of activity in those areas?
There are quite a few things that are going on with a lot of them. We have, we had one where, when we had Sandy, we had the emergency shelter program that's actually going to be, we're going to have a curriculum out of BOCES that will have those programs to help and also produce them with the students. We have a STAR system, which helps in terms of emergency management for individuals with disability who are not able to, different, can't breathe, they need life support sort of things, or they're stuck on a floor.
So you know, socially, a social program.
Yeah, and you're taking them. Some, we have this particular home used in Haiti. We have things that are in Africa. There are different things even in terms of water, and they're important, and they're getting, they're ramping up. And again, nice. Commercialization is the challenge for any business. If you're in service, you're doing products, it's not an easy road to get to commercialization. If you're funding it yourself, this is where I think a lot of the government initiative comes into play, and they're kind of changing that a little bit in that sense. And I think students need to see and be aware that there are job opportunities. One program we're going to launch is more at a bachelor's or master's level, that then kind of become, they become kind of that unicorn that small businesses need to actually take these technology and help these small businesses to become more successful, because they're looking for someone else to help and they don't have those help. But there are over 100,000 jobs in those areas.
Nice.
What impact investing and ESG will do is the market's changing, the dynamic of that global impact is there, other countries are ahead, and we need to get them to that point.
Without a doubt, and that's what I see inside of a lot of companies. What they're struggling to do is to change with the times, but they don't have the management to be able to do that. And what these young people who are coming into the industry have been doing is bringing that passion for doing good environmentally, socially, sustainably to these companies and showing them the way. It's kind of like the young people are now showing the people who have been stuck in the system for so long the right way of doing things.
That's definitely true. I think when we have those conversations about generational diversity and gaps, I did a research paper on that. There are things that work for boomers and X or Yers, and there's things that works for millennial, but I think part of it is creating that perfect synergy. I always say 1 + 1, it's not 2, but 3. And whatever that question sign in terms of the possibilities are. And that's important. They have different needs. They see the world a little differently. They're coming up in a time where they have access to a lot of information, a lot of things that are coming. Some of these things are fad, and you have to be able to decipher what is. But it's easier way of living for them. Tiny homes are now here, so they can live, they can afford to, they don't need to have those kind of debts, but they also have to look at what those impact are for, not just for them. You have to look generations ahead, and I think that sometimes, I don't think they're often looking for the generation ahead, it's the convenience more so of now.
Great, this was wonderful. Thank you very much for coming today. We really appreciate having you here.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It was great. Hopefully I was able to add some value.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.